Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a German chancellor stepping onto Indian soil for his first major bilateral engagement outside the European Union and the United States and walking away with an $8 billion submarine contract, semiconductor and critical minerals pacts, and a fresh push to seal the India-EU free trade agreement. That is exactly what happened when Chancellor Friedrich Merz visited India, signaling a new phase in the Indo-German strategic partnership, a partnership now converging on supply chain diversification, United Nations Security Council reform, and Indo-Pacific stability. First, let us understand why India and Germany, two of the world's most consequential democracies, have long been underleveraged. Germany is Europe's largest economy, while India is the third largest in Asia. Together they generate roughly $7 trillion of economic output each year, yet bilateral trade hovers around $50 billion, a modest slice of the potential that lies in technology, clean energy and defense. The Merz visit marks a recalibration driven by three structural shifts. The first shift stems from Germany's China dependency crisis. Throughout the 2010s, German economic strategy centered on China as a manufacturing hub, a consumer market, and a supply chain partner. The 2022 Russian energy shock exposed the perils of relying on authoritarian partners. Successive German governments, from Merkel's final term through Scholz to now Merz, have embarked on a pivot to cut exposure in semiconductors, critical minerals and manufactured goods. India, with its growing industrial base and democratic credentials, is the most credible diversification destination. Second, India's outreach to Europe has historically been thin compared with its focus on the United States, the Gulf and ASEAN. The war in Ukraine added complexity, India's abstention on UN resolutions condemning Russia strained ties with many European capitals. Yet the deeper convergences, shared democratic values, a rules-based order, a desire for UN Security Council reform and stability in the Indo-Pacific remain strong. Chancellor Merz's visit is part of a broader pattern of re-engagement by New Delhi with Europe. The third shift is the momentum behind United Nations Security Council reform. Both India and Germany belong to the informal G4 grouping, India, Germany, Japan and Brazil, which collectively seeks to expand permanent membership of the Council. As the Security Council wrestles with credibility challenges, from the paralysis over Ukraine to the crisis in Gaza and Sudan, the G4's case for including major emerging democracies grows louder. Now let us turn to the headline deliverable of the visit, Project 75, the submarine deal. India's undersea fleet is aging. The Navy's target of 18 conventional submarines is far from met. It currently operates about 16, many of which are approaching the end of their service lives. Project 75, which delivered 6 Scorpene-class submarines built at Mazago Dock in collaboration with Francis Naval Group, is complete. Project 75I is its successor, envisaging 6 next-generation conventional submarines equipped with Air Independent Propulsion, or AIP. Why does AIP matter? Conventional dieselectric submarines must surface or snorkel every 2-3 days to run their diesel engines and recharge batteries, a moment that makes them vulnerable to radar and sonar detection. AIP eliminates the need to snorkel. The German fuel cell AIP system, developed by ThyssenKrupp Marine Systems, TKMS, combines liquid oxygen and hydrogen in an electrochemical cell to generate electricity silently, without combustion or exhaust. This technology allows a submarine to remain submerged for 2-3 weeks, compared with just a few days for a traditional dieselectric boat. German Type 212 and Type 214 submarines already employ this most advanced conventional AIP. Other variants exist, the Stirling engine used by Japan and Sweden, and France's MESMA system employed by Pakistan, but the German fuel cell approach is considered the benchmark. For India, the Project 75i submarines will be the first in its fleet to carry AIP, dramatically extending operational endurance across the Indian Ocean, especially in critical choke points such as the Strait of Hormuz, the Malacca Strait, and the deep waters around the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. The deal structure is straightforward yet significant. It is valued at $8 billion for 6 next-generation conventional submarines, incorporating German AIP technology, and will be built in India in line with the Atmanirbhar Bharat defense manufacturing policy. The German partner is expected to be TKMS, while an Indian shipyard, most likely Mazago Dock or L&T, will act as the prime contractor. Beyond defense, the visit produced two economically strategic memoranda of understanding. First, a semiconductor ecosystem MOU. Both nations will cooperate to develop semiconductor supply chains that reduce reliance on East Asian production, particularly Taiwan's fabs and South Korea or Japan's equipment and chemicals. Germany is home to major semiconductor equipment firms, ZEISS, which supplies critical optics for extreme ultraviolet lithography, and Merck KGaA, a provider of specialty chemicals for chip manufacturing. Access to German origin materials and equipment will bolster India's semiconductor mission, which already has 6 fab projects approved or under development, including Tata Electronics at Dholera, Micron at Sanand, and CG Power Renesas also at Sanand. Second, a critical minerals partnership. Lithium, cobalt, nickel and rare earth elements are essential for electric vehicle batteries, defense electronics and clean energy technologies. Germany currently sources about 90% of its rare earth needs from China, exposing a strategic vulnerability. India, on the other hand, possesses significant lithium reserves in Jammu and Kashmir and Rajasthan, and rare earth deposits in Odisha and Andhra Pradesh. The partnership creates a framework for joint exploration, processing and trade of these minerals, offering both countries a route to diversify away from Chinese supply. The Green and Sustainable Development Partnership was also deepened. Germany's KfW Development Bank will extend concessional loans to support India's green hydrogen production infrastructure. Collaboration will extend to solar manufacturing, especially thin film technology, and to Germany's industrial decarbonization solutions such as hydrogen-based steel and cement technologies that are crucial for India's heavy industry transition. India's updated nationally determined contribution aims for net zero emissions by 2070, 50% non-fossil energy by 2030 and a reduction of 1 billion tons of coal by 2030. Chancellor May's also acted as a catalyst for the long-stalled India-EU Free Trade Agreement. Negotiations, which began in 2007, were revived in 2022 after a decade of pause. Germany stands to benefit disproportionately from India's manufacturing growth, supplying capital goods, technology and engineering services. While the EU has concluded trade deals with Canada, Japan, South Korea and Singapore, India remains the anomalous large economy outside this framework. Key sticking points include India's auto tariffs, the EU seeks lower duties for European electric and luxury cars, data localization rules and greater access to government procurement. A finalized India-EU FTA would become the world's largest bilateral trade pact by combined GDP, roughly $24 trillion. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India and Germany's bilateral trade is about $50 billion per year, while Germany is India's largest trading partner within the EU. India-EU total trade stands at around $200 billion, with Germany accounting for roughly 25% of that. More than 60,000 Indian students are enrolled in German institutions, making it the largest international cohort in Germany, and Germany is the top destination for Indian professionals under the EU Blue Card scheme. The India-Germany strategic partnership, launched in 2000, was upgraded to a focused partnership framework. Project 75i is valued at $8 billion, will feature German fuel cell AIP, and will be built in India, likely by Mazago Dock or L&T, with TKMS as the technology partner. The predecessor Project 75 delivered 6 Skorpnik-class submarines, completed in 2023. Air-independent propulsion enables submerged endurance of 2 to 3 weeks versus 2 to 3 days for conventional dieselectric boats. German AIP is a fuel cell system. Japan and Sweden use Stirling engines. France supplies Messma. The G4 grouping, India, Germany, Japan and Brazil, seeks United Nations Security Council reform to add new permanent members, challenging the current P5 of the United States, United Kingdom, France, Russia and China. In the semiconductor arena, German firms Zeiss and Merck Kaga are pivotal, while Indian fabs at Dholera, Sanand and elsewhere are underway. The GSDP brings KfW concessional finance for green hydrogen, solar thin film technology and hydrogen-based steel and cement. Critical minerals, Germany depends on China for about 90% of its rare earth imports, while India holds lithium reserves in Jammu and Kashmir and Rajasthan, and rare earth deposits in Odisha and Andhra Pradesh. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For the prelims, remember the G4 composition and its UNSC reform agenda, the $8 billion value of Project 75i, the 6 submarines, the fuel cell AIP technology, the role of TKMS, Mazago Dock as the likely prime contractor, the approximate $50 billion bilateral trade figure, and the involvement of Germany's KfW Development Bank in the Green and Sustainable Development Partnership. For the mains, you may be asked to analyze how the India-Germany strategic partnership reflects India's multi-alignment foreign policy in a multipolar world, or to assess the significance of the G4 axis for Security Council reform. Another possible question could explore the prospects of the India-UFTA in the context of Chancellor May's visit. You might also need to examine the strategic importance of AIP technology for India's submarine fleet and its implications for indigenization in defense manufacturing, or to discuss how the semiconductor and critical minerals partnership advances the Atmanirbhar Bharat objectives. In interviews, a common query could be how India can balance its strategic autonomy, exemplified by its abstention on UN resolutions condemning Russia, with the need to maintain strong partnerships with democratic Europe. In summary, the German Chancellor's visit has unlocked an $8 billion submarine deal featuring cutting-edge AIP technology, laid the groundwork for semiconductor and critical minerals cooperation, deepened green energy collaboration, and injected fresh momentum into the India-EU free trade negotiations. All these strands converge on a broader strategic realignment, diversifying supply chains away from authoritarian dependencies, reinforcing democratic partnerships, and pushing for a more representative United Nations Security Council. This multidimensional partnership offers rich material for your exams and, more importantly, signals a decisive step in India's quest for strategic autonomy and global influence.